Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Well, it's Monday morning. You made it. Well, we're so glad to be able to bring you the broadcast this morning. This is the Lalisa Williams Show. We are here Monday through Friday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I know right there you heard the word Eastern, and of course, this latest storm has made the East Coast even more famous than we already were, because that's all they've been talking about for the past 2 or 3 days is about the East Coast. There's been all types of evacuations all up and down the East Coast, and thousands of flights canceled. The Wall Street closed down. I read somewhere on Facebook that it hasn't been closed down since 9/11. So this is serious stuff, folk. So we are very, very, very happy, number one, to still be here. There is raining out, and other parts of New Jersey have had more of the storm than we have in this area. We know Maryland, we saw that there was some high storms and winds down that way. Ocean City, Maryland, shut down. So this is really, really serious. We know that. Also in the country, we have the elections coming up. There was a lot of concern about the election and people getting out. You know, schools are closed, so it's going to be a long, long day or two. People were in the stores purchasing, so getting ready for the storm, making sure that they had all the necessities for them and their families. And you have to say, we really do have, it's phenomenal how we have the system that we have, the meteorologist and the other scientists that are able to let us know about these types of storms coming our way so that we can prepare. I heard that in South Jersey or New York, no, maybe it was New York somewhere, where they were passing out sandbags to all the homeowners and business owners and people. And so we just want to first and foremost just thank God that, you know, he is still in charge and control of storms, no matter storms, hurricanes, whatever. He's still in control. So we do want to acknowledge that, but we also want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. Our topic today, corporate sponsorship secrets, how to get that corporate sponsorship. And I know if you're like me, a person who, as an author, as a speaker, as a trainer, it's very, very important for us, especially when you're just starting out, to get that sponsorship to help fund your projects. And so that's what we want to talk about today. But I welcome you, those in the chat room. I welcome those if you dial in on the phone line and you're tuning in, or if you go back in and listen to the archive. But there are three ways to listen to this broadcast. So I'm Coach Lalisa. Now, here's the thing. There's lots going on. So, and don't forget, for those of you who want to start a coaching business, such as the one that I have and many others have, if you like helping people, if you like people, if you like helping people get to where they want to be, where God wants them to be, if you like showing people how to unfold, so to speak, in their lives and help them with direction, then the coaching business might be just what you want to get into. Maybe you were already thinking about it. Maybe you've been already coaching people. Maybe you didn't even realize that it was a business, and it can be a profitable business. So I'm doing a webinar today at 1 o'clock p.m., and you can register for that. I'm on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, find the link, or you can inbox me on Facebook and get the link for that. So it's an exciting new webinar that I'm really, really, really looking forward to doing that webinar. It's only $25, so go to the webinar and sign up for that. And I'm going to tell you a lot of the things that you need to do so that you can start your coaching business. I've been coaching now for close to 15 years, and it's been I've gone from free coaching to fee coaching. So it is possible. It is doable. Now back to the corporate sponsorship. You know, my very first event, it was sponsored not by a big corporation, but by a small corporation, and that corporation was Performance Strategies Unlimited. I formed that corporation in 2002, and mostly to fund events, seminars, training, workshops. So that's something that you can do as well. You can form a corporation and begin to fund your own workshops and seminars and events. And that's another workshop. If you don't know how to start a business, that's another workshop that I do. So you can also look for that workshop. But I know a lot of people, they never think of that. They think of just having someone else fund their business. Well, you can be your first corporation. That's like much like when you see corporations like General Motors or Procter & Gamble, they'll go and purchase one of their suppliers, or people in the steel industry or other big manufacturing companies. So it's a quite common business model to buy one of your suppliers or your competitor. And so in this sense, the competitor would be another corporation. So not only will that help you, now I'm giving away these corporate sponsorship secrets today. These aren't things that other people may tell you about, but I'm telling you about them because that's what I do. I love helping people become a success in life. So I'm telling you this because I did it and it worked for me. So I started my own company in 2002, Performance Strategies Unlimited, a management and leadership training and coaching business. And then I began to fund my own conferences, workshops, seminars. Now, you might say, well, how did you do that? Well, it's just like, for instance, if you go to Colgate and you ask them to sponsor your event, maybe you'll ask them for, I don't know, $5,000. Maybe you'll ask them for $10,000, maybe $2,000. But whatever you ask them for, you got to think, where do they get that money? Where did the corporation that you're asking to sponsor your event, where did they get their funds? Well, they got them from the sale of their products and or services. Or maybe they got it from some investments that they've made, but they've made a profit. And some of that profit, they give away, they give back to the community. And you're the community. You're doing something positive. So in the same sense, you start a small company, a small corporation, you donate, and that way now you bingo, you got your first corporate donation. Now here's the secret, because corporations, they love to sponsor when they see other companies doing the same. Yes, corporations, when they, as you've seen with the economy, as you've seen with the stock markets, corporations are just created that way. It's really, a lot of it is psychological. When they see others invest, they invest. When they see others divest, they divest. So when you put your information out there showing that you have corporate sponsorship from Performance Strategies Unlimited, or whomever, the corporation that you're targeting for sponsorship is more willing to also help to sponsor your event. Okay? Another thing about corporate, another secret that I want to give that I actually used in the corporate sponsorship that I've got, not just from my company, but a corporate sponsorship that I got from a major bank. A major bank, and I got that sponsorship from them in this way. The other thing that you have to do for sponsorships, for a corporate sponsorship, you have to convince them that there's something in it for them. The more you can convince them, I would really say that next to showing that you have other sponsorship, showing them this one is really, really big. Showing them what is in it for them. If you make the mistake, like I did for a long time, if you make the mistake of showing them what's in it for yourself, more than likely you will get a few rejections, or quite a few rejections. But if you can convince them that it is for them, you will have probably an 80% chance that they will say yes. Because here's the thing. Businesses, they want to know, what are they going to get out of it? It's their money. You want what they have. But keep in mind, you also have something they want. You have something they want. So if you can convince them, the more you can convince them that they have something, that you have something that they want, that they're going to get something major out of your events, you will get a quicker yes. I would almost say, I can almost not guarantee it, but if you don't get a yes on the first year, you would definitely get a yes on the second year. And that's another thing, too. When you're going after corporate sponsorship, try to come up with a program or a problem that you're solving in the community that they would like to solve, but they don't have the time to solve it or they don't have the manpower to solve it, or they just, you know, are focused on other projects. But if you could find a problem that the corporate that you're trying to get sponsorship from, if you could find a problem or a program that they like or a problem that they want to solve, you're on good ground. You're on good ground with getting that sponsorship from them. Okay? You have to be able to pitch to them the problem that they are already interested in. Not trying to, I mean, you could try to convince them that your problem is so important, but it's much easier to convince them that their problem is one that you care about. Now, again, these are corporate secrets that I'm letting out to you, to my base, the audience that's been with me, that's been tuning in over the past 3 or 4 years, and even to some people who you've never tuned in before. But if you saw this, you saw it off of my Facebook page, so therefore I consider you a friend, I consider you part of the audience, and that's why I'm telling you this, this secret information that normally you would have to pay hundreds of dollars to get. I'm giving it to you today for free. Now, I know somebody, some of you are going to take it and run with it. Now, here's the reason you want corporate sponsorship. Number one, it gives that collaboration and that partnership with you and others in the community. And as you go for the bigger dollars, okay, as you go for the millions, you got to start somewhere. So getting the smaller partnerships from the corporate, the local corporate sponsors in your area shows that you have this awesome ability to network, build relationships, and partner with others. And when you go for the million-dollar sponsorships, it'll be much easier. But if you try to just go for the million-dollar sponsorship out the gate, you may get frustrated if you get rejected. You know, it's like trying to eat an elephant. Right? You hear the joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so how do you get the million-dollar sponsorships? One smaller sponsorship at a time. And it leads up. And so you can start with our first sponsorship, you know, when I got the first sponsorship, it was not a monetary sponsorship. It may be other in-kind type of sponsorships. For instance, if a corporation allows you to use part of their facility. My first experience with getting corporate sponsorships for an event was a fashion show that I put on. It was a fashion show and dinner that was held at the Kenilworth Sharing Plow facility. That was back in 1993. I was a part of this committee. Well, it was a committee. It was really a committee of two, but there was actually a third woman. She had a son who had died of leukemia, and she wanted to start a scholarship foundation, and she wanted to do a fundraiser. Her name is Jeanette Sabatino, and her son had passed away, and he had been in the United Hospital in Newark, New Jersey, so some of you know how long ago this was. And if anyone from New Jersey area, if you know Newark, New Jersey, the United Hospital. And she was my supervisor. I was working for her part-time through a temp agency, 1993. And she wanted to do this event. I was her secretary. We were chatting. And I came up with this bright idea that I could help her. Yeah, well, who knew that, you know, 20-something years later I'd be sitting here telling the story. But I told her I would do it. She connected me with a doctor, Dr. DaCosta, who also worked at Sharing Plow, who was a beautifully dressed woman who also had some issues with cancer, and she felt that this woman, because of the way she dressed, and by the way, it was my clothing that made the woman initially come up with the fashion show idea. So she says, well, you two are well dressed, why don't you do a fashion show? So that's how we got started. And so it was like, okay, well, who's going to put out the money for this? She was like, well, go and get sponsorships to pay for everything. And so that's what I did. So she allowed me to, in my work time, I was supposed to be working for her 8 hours a day doing whatever paperwork. But because of the fashion show, she allowed me to do all of this phone calling and letters going out asking for sponsorships from many of the corporations. We got all types of donations. We got all kinds of food donated to us. And again, the facility was sponsored by Sharing Plow themselves. But still, a letter had to be written to Sharing Plow. We had to ask for that space. So corporate sponsorship doesn't have to be physical dollars, but it could add up to dollars that would allow us to put on an event. I remember my sister-in-law came. I used my niece's Dressborn. We used Dressborn for the clothing for the women. Also, Dressy was still around on 22. That's where we got our Dressy gowns from. But it was a phenomenal event. We raised over, I can't remember the exact number, but I know it was over $3,000. We raised, in addition, all the food was paid for, all the food was sponsored. The clothing, again, the clothing was sponsored. We had gifts sponsored. We gave out all kinds of door prizes to some of the finest restaurants in the Kenilworth and Mountainside and Springfield, New Jersey area. We had some monetary donations. So when it comes to sponsorship, sponsoring an event, my history, you know, goes back a ways. But one thing, again, you have to have something that people are interested in or have a partner that people are interested in. So at the time, Sharing Plow was doing very well. They were big news. And the minute we would contact corporations and drop the word Sharing Plow, pretty much we got a yes on the other end of the phone. So now, back to you and your corporate sponsorship. Again, what are you going to do? You're going to make sure that if you have a small business, you let that small business also be a sponsor. List it on your letters, list it on your pamphlets, on your website. And that's another thing you need to do. Have yourself a nice website, flyers, brochures. Have these things done. It'd be nice to send a copy of that with your request letter so that they can see that you have this good stuff. Again, that comes from partnering. You can partner with any graphic artist to help you do a nice flyer that you can put their logo on it. You know, show them what's in it for them. Show them how you're going to highlight them at your event. If you're able to give them exclusivity, you can do that. If you're not, don't worry about it. But if you can give them that, that might be another reason that, like for instance, if you're going after a bank, you may tell them that, you know, you'll be the only bank there, or you'll be the only bank that will highlight, that will feature. That also might make them more susceptible to answering you with an affirmative. Okay? So the secret to corporate sponsorship, one, is when they see that you've already gotten sponsorships in the past. And then number two is that you can partner with others and partner with them, but also showing them the big the big thing is what's in it for them. Let them, it's more about what they get out of it and not what you are going to get out of it. It's all about them, them and the people that you are having the event for. So, for instance, last event that I did, the Women Leader and Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo, I got a bank sponsorship for that. The bank wanted to know what the event was about, who the event was going to serve. So you have to make sure that your event, you could have, it could be a Little League event, it could be an honor, it could be a dinner to honor people, it can be an award banquet, it could be a luncheon, it could be so many different things. It could be a fashion show, it could be a seminar, a workshop, okay? But you got to find, first and foremost, target corporations whose mission cares about what you're doing. That's so key. Now, that's going to take some research, and that could take some time. And then here's another secret to getting corporate sponsorship. You need to give the corporation at least 1 year, 12 months, at least. Don't try to go in there 3 months from your event, 6 months from your event, because more than likely it's not going to happen. Because most corporations do their budgets at least a year, if not 2 years, ahead of time. And some companies even way before that. I know a project I'm working on right now. As a matter of fact, I got to get some work done on it. It's for sponsorship to run a program. And they have already did their budget. But they love the program so much that they're going to move some of their budget from another project to put on this. So now that's the other thing. If they love what you're doing, they will find the money, even if it's at the last minute. But that's if they love it. They must love what you're doing. Not just like, not just think it's good, not just, okay, we like that. No. They must absolutely love it, and then they will move money from somewhere to get you something. So that's how you're going to get corporate sponsorship for your event. Not too hard, but it does take hard work. It's not complicated, but you must begin early. You must plan. So in other words, let's just say you're trying to get corporate sponsorship for some event. Hopefully it's for late in 2013 or 2014. Therefore, you will be successful. Okay? So we had the event in 2012. We got sponsorship. We have that event again, but we're already starting, already getting those sponsorships lined up for the event that will happen again in August of 2012. So again, unless you are best friends with the decision maker. And even then, if it's a big corporation, remember, their budgets are already done for a whole year ahead of time. So you might want to go after the smaller companies who have more wiggle room to move their budgets without all the layers of approval. So you might want to try that. Even if you get smaller sponsorships, you know, start small. Don't forget, despise not the small beginnings. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa. Don't forget to sign up for our seminar. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I hope you get something out of it. I hope you start applying for those sponsorships. Now, if you want to attend one of my seminars to find out how to do a sponsorship letter, if you want me to give you some suggestions of some sponsors that you could go after, some that are more inclined to fit with your program, you can always inbox me, or I can turn you on to the right person. whatever you do, do it and do it well. Well, that's all we have time for today. It's been great. It's been real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.